Well, I heard you all talking about it, and I just wanted to chime in with a couple of facts.
Sure.
First, I think it's important not to, spread any rumors or misinformation about what's happening in the school. You know, some of the rumors that are going around are just crazy. We had a few physical altercations this week. They stemmed from conflicts that students were having outside of school.
Sure.
And they spilled over into the school. I think the most important thing to keep in mind is that our staff at Tuscarora and our administrators there are highly professional.
Sure.
They know what they're doing. They know how to keep the school safe. They acted very quickly in every single incident. They acted very quickly to keep students safe, to keep the incidents under control.
What about today?
So, including today.
No, why did there were six police officers?
I've been on the phone with the principal just a few minutes ago.
The sheriff's department seemed to have a different account of that, Michael. They sent in the forces were called in, the tasers were drawn, arrests were made. I mean, I'm just reading the police report.
The information I have, I've talked with our coordinator of security. Mm-hmm.
Need to talk to the sheriff's department
with our law enforcement partners, our staff at the school did an excellent job, an outstanding job. And I heard the comments from President Brad Young, and I just want to echo and reiterate what he said. What he was talking about in terms of rumors, you know, that's exactly right. So it's important to not let rumors get out of control, because that just perpetuates misconceptions and honestly just perpetuates issues.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, the exception of today. As this is when I get the information from police sources, and this is what actually happened at school, with a school person being hurt, a lady being broken wrist and hospitalized, continued arrest being made, at least six deputy cars down there. I don't think that's something we should brush over.
The I'm not brushing over anything, but the information I have from people who are actually there.
Yeah, I'm talking to the sheriff's department.
Witnessed and participated, who worked hard to keep the school safe, under control. So the information that they're providing me, the facts that they're providing me, are the facts that we've shared with our community.
Right. When did you do that, Michael?
A message to the community actually just went out a little while ago, probably a few minutes ago now.
When did the incident happen?
Well, like I said, there were several incidents this week.
No, I mean today.
I'm not sure of the exact time today.
Okay. I mean, we were being bombarded by people wanting to know what's going on in the school system. It happened. There was no report from the Freddie County Public Schools, and people were quite upset.
Yeah, well, there has been information shared. You know, one of the things that is troublesome, not just in this incident, but just generally, and you see it more and more, social media driving false narratives, social media driving rumors. And I think we're seeing some of that now. It's kind of like a game of telephone on social media, and it just gets further and further and further away from the truth.
Brad Young was saying it seemed there was a bit of video taken with the troubles at Tuscarora, and best to share those with
police,
not on social media.
Absolutely. You know, it's important that anytime a student or a parent or a community member has a concern about a school, or especially school safety, you know, the place to go is not social media to spread rumors. The place to go is to administrators, teachers, law enforcement. These are the people who are working every day with parents to keep our schools safe, and they do a fabulous job.
They said, one of the parents said, Michael, that there have been fights for the last 10 days at Tuscarora. Is there any truth to that, or is it just average in every school or something?
No, I mean, obviously, fights happen from time to time. It's not something we want to see, but it's something that our administrators and our teachers know how to handle. These are professional people. They know how to keep our students safe, and they do that every day. So fights happen, but it's unfortunate, but our staff, our administrators deal promptly with them.
Well, I think today what happened was out of the ordinary. I don't think it was ordinary. I think it was something you didn't want to have. Certainly, I think the school system failed by letting the parents know what was happening today. And when you have that many police cars, that many police, and the students are texting, and they're showing the crowds that are fighting, I think it's a little bit more than your professional staff can handle. And I'm just glad the sheriff's department was there.
Well, honestly, any fight is out of the ordinary. It's not.
You just said it wasn't. You said it wasn't. You said it happens every day.
Well, that's not typical of our schools. Fights happen from time to time.
Sure.
You know, they happen.
I'm not
from
picking
time
on
time
you.
When I went to school.
Yeah, right? Me too. And I'm not picking on you. I'm just saying what has happened today is out of the ordinary, and people are upset, and they have a right to be, obviously. And go ahead, sir.
I hear you. We've shared information. Our administrator there, our principal there, is a very experienced, highly professional principal. He's done a great job of communicating with the community. He's going to continue to do that. Mm-hmm. If people do have concerns, he's more than willing. He's eager to reach out, talk with the community. He wants these conversations to happen. School safety is what matters to him, to all of our staff there.
I couldn't agree more.
I might be wrong, but I don't think I am.
Okay.
I know why people are frustrated. If you listen to President Young and Mr. Doerr,
yes, sir.
They didn't say anything. They didn't tell us anything. They think they're telling and informing the public.
Right.
But they're not allowed to because they're minors. We can't tell you that Billy Bob, the real reason is Billy Bob's, Joe stole Billy Bob's girlfriend and he went up and sucker punched him in the face. Then there was a huge riot.
Mm-hmm.
Just come out and tell the truth and be open and transparent. But they can't. They won't. They're not transparent. If, to your point, Tim, with police showing up at Tuscarora High School, that sends everybody into a panic.
Correct.
So because the school system can't or won't or refuses to tell the public exactly what's going on, because we have this politically correct, we can't tell that a minor mm-hmm. got into an altercation, was arrested or assaulted somebody.
Right.
That's the problem.
Yeah, I'm not picking, because I understand it would be the public information's. I see them as a press secretary, so to speak, and they're making the best out of a situation. I don't agree with anything. I don't think he told me anything, because when asked the simple questions, he didn't tell me when this happened. He said, well, we just put it out. Well, it's happened for, this is 4 or 5 hours into this.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Where were you then?
Let me ask you, Marty and Tim, why do you feel that you're right? They are not trying to give all kinds of details because there are juveniles involved. You said
we don't want their names.
But yeah. Well, then, but why? What is it you want to know, and why is it so important to know it?
I want to know who.
Because as a parent with a child in school,
yes,
my responsibility is their safety, not the school's. So the school has them for a short period of time. And if parents, after the shooting down in Florida, and all of a sudden you hear that six police officers are at Tuscarora, guess what? You need to tell the parents what's going on so we know that you're protecting our children for the short time that you have them. It's not your responsibility. They're mine. They're not yours. So when you sit there and say, oh, it's a disciplinary matter, so we can't tell you that Johnny punched Bob in the face,
mm-hmm.
that's wrong. We have a right to know, because that is a public place that our funds are paying for, and nobody's right to privacy should exclude the public from knowing what's going on so that we know our kids are safe.
I think it's well said, Marty. Thank you. Appreciate that. We go from Marty to Cindy. Cindy, good afternoon.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. What say you?
Well, Marty said basically what I was going to say. You know, there wouldn't be rumors floating around on social media if FCPS would just put out right away what's happening. When you have parents driving by a school and seeing six police cars sitting out there, you know, social media, we all know it exists. So the texts and emails start flying. Everybody wants to know why there's six cars sitting out there. And then you brought up exactly the parkland thing. A lot of the reason why this is happening is because we have relaxed the disciplinary rules. And I have the documentation stuff that I'm going to share with you later on. People need to be aware of the fact that we aren't disciplining students when we're supposed to, because we don't want them to be introduced to the police department too soon in their lives. So we're holding back, FCPS is holding back on discipline. So the little thing grows into the bigger thing because the children are now empowered to act out. But as far as what happened today, FCPS caused all this to happen by not being forthcoming, like Marty said, with what's going on in the school system when we see it happening right before our eyes. And it's worse than a lot of people think. Because I'm so concerned about this issue, I've gotten the 911 call logs for our high schools.
Mm-hmm.
I'm concerned about the over 3,000 calls in less than a year from just our high schools, to the emergency dispatch center.
3,000 calls to 911?
Yes, to the 911 emergency call center. Some of those are not true emergencies. Some of those, because Brunswick PD, they do a call-in every time. They just go do their normal patrol.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I've gone through so far is Brunswick High School. Brunswick High School had over 700 calls in their call log from April 1st, 2017 to April 1st, 2018. 700 calls and 12 months, several months of that's not school time. There's 170 school days in there.
Wow.
I thought there was an exorbitant amount of calls. After going through them, 300 of them are legitimate emergency calls. Over 100 of those calls are for a police officer to come and have a talk with a student. So we do have a systemic problem in our schools. Tuscarora, because of today, will be the next school I dig into on their 911 call log. But there are some really serious things happening, and we're not addressing them. And Mr. Young getting out there and saying, you know, everything's fine and dandy. Marty's right. He didn't tell us anything. They're not doing anything to protect our students, and they certainly aren't helping the students by not letting the parents know exactly what's happening so parents can help and be proactive.
Well, let's
see. If we don't know about it, how can we help?
When did the incident happen, Cindy?
Which incident?
The Tuscarora today.
Today? The one was early in the morning. There were, from my sources, were there were at least three fights before 12:30.
Okay.
And then other things happened after that.
Okay. I thank you. We have Brad Young on the line. Let's see what Brad has to say. Brad is the president of Frederick County Board of Education. Brad, you've heard the callers.
Your name was called out.
Yeah, you were called out.
It was, and I wanted to respond to that. I don't know if they weren't listening, but I clearly said that this morning, early this morning, I got a call from a parent about the situation. I got on the phone with security immediately, and we dispatched. That's why the additional police officers were sent to the school. And that's why they were there as opposed to having to been called, because we were alert to it. I mean, it's just, to me, crazy that anybody would think that a school system, me or superintendent or any school administrator, would be happy about any kind of incidents like that happening in the school. That's just crazy. That's crazy talk.
Did it go through?
But anyway, to answer,
go ahead, sir.
To answer Mrs. Rose's question, get the sheriff on the call and, on the phone and ask him if the sheriff's department had 3,000 911 calls. He's familiar with what goes on there.
Sure.
I'm not sure where her.
She has 911 logs. That's there.
I know she has, but ask the sheriff. There are 3,000 calls a year to 911.
Sure.
That's again just. To me, I don't know why they're there or what logs she's gotten them for, but there aren't 3,000 911 incidents that are required within the school system within the year. The schools take it deadly serious, these incidents, and they're working to stop them. That's why the additional security was there today. Now, again, the school system's first priority today was making students safe. That meant being in the building with the students. As soon as the situations were resolved, that's when they put out an information to the parents.
When was that, Brad?
This morning. What's that?
When was that?
I think Mr. Doerr said it went out this afternoon. I haven't.
Yeah, that's like he said 4:30 or something, late in the afternoon.
Correct. After all after they figured out what happened and they sent it out. If they had sent out a find out first this morning that there potentially might have something going on at the school, you would have had a mass chaos at the school. Again, they made sure that the students were safe by having additional police resources there at the school. They were there to handle it. They did a great job. Again, it was several incidents that were all related to the same matter. It was taken care of. What we have to do is find a way to get those students out of the school.
Amen.
And into a place where they need to be.
Amen.
So they aren't disrupting the class. I agree with that 100%.
Will you be surprised, because I'll pull 911 records, if there are 3,000 911 calls from the school system, from our schools?
If there were 3,000 legitimate 911 calls, I don't know why that many. In most cases, the SRO are in the high school. So Brunswick has an SRO, so I don't know why there would be 700 calls instead of when you have a police officer right there in the school. That there would be the necessity.
Does he have to take care of the feeder schools also?
They do, but they spend the majority of their time at the high school. They're there usually at the high school, I would say 90% of the time, because that's where the majority of the issues are at. Maybe a little bit more at the middle and even less at the elementary. Most of the issues where they're needed are happening at the high school level, and that's why they spend the majority of their time there. So I can't believe that we'd have a sheriff's deputy in Brunswick High School and 700 incidences would happen that would require somebody to call 911 as opposed to going to that deputy sheriff that's right in the building.
Go to Chuck. Chuck, what say you?
Hey, how y'all doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
So, hey, are you guys giving out tap shoes today?
Giving out what, cashews?
No, tapping shoes. You know, the shoes you dance with? Because I hear a lot of dancing out of those Frederick County public school
officials. I heard a little bit, yes. I know what you're saying there. You're trying to say they're dancing around the issue?
Sure, absolutely. Hey, I just want to point out, they said, you know, they all sound so concerned about the safety of the kids, but aren't these the same public schools to let all the kids walk out to protest the Second Amendment?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's why my son goes to private school.
Well, I understand. I can just say that this situation down Tuscarora, you know, and you've heard, sure, you heard the answers that, you know, and I'm no one's questioned the professional.
Lack of answers. That's what I heard. It was lack of answers.
Yeah. So I just, you know, the police handled it. And here's the point that I was trying to make. I don't know if I did it very well, that parents who have children in school, when you see six police cars or five police cars or whatever at a school, you need to get the word out. Look, everything's under control. We had a, you know, disturbance or whatever. It's all being handled. I don't think you wait 2 or 3 hours to tell the public that, well, everything's perfectly all right. Just a.
I'm sure you can get Chef Jacobs to tell you what happened today.
I will find out, my friend. And who won't pull any punches. Thank you, Shook. Appreciate that. We go from Shook to Marty. Marty, what say you?
Hey, I want to clear something up. Nobody, especially me, thinks that any school administrator, board of education member, or teacher wants or thinks that they're going to, that want our children to be harmed.
Right.
That's not true.
No, I don't think
what
you
I'm
said that.
The only thing I'm saying, though, is that the minute that, and I, a suggestion, if the president of the board, BOE, thinks that he needs to have extra police presence because of a fight, that should automatically trigger a Facebook message and tweets out to everybody who wants to you know, like that page, so the parents will know, hey, we had a couple fights, nothing to be alarmed, there's no issue, but as a precaution, we just added a couple other police officers. That is responsible. And then, to your point, if you wait hours and hours afterwards, that's what causes the frustration, I think, in some of the parents, that they don't know what's going on.
Sure, exactly.
Saying it till after the fact.
Exactly.
So, well, Marty, I talk to people in the school system. Unfortunately, there are fights fairly regularly. Not constantly every day, but through all the schools in Frederick County, there are fights from time to time because, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend things, whatever they might be. So how often do you report what's not routine, but, you know.
I can respect that. What I think it is if the BOE president thought that he needed extra security, then that should be automatically out to the parents. But, and so that they can explain it. And so that nobody can say, oh, yeah, I know what that is. There's no alarm, no panic. Your kids are safe.
Why did the Board of Education president have to do this? Why didn't the school principal do this?
Yeah, well, good point. You know, they should be automatically empowered to do that automatically to the parents.
Well, I would think.
And then, but Frank, to your point, you're right. You can't every single fight. Heck, I got into a fight in school.
Sure.
You know, I don't want an email going out to everybody, but it's when it becomes a issue that you think you need extra security. I think that would warrant a tweet out to everybody.
I agree.
Okay.
Thank you, Marty. Appreciate it.
From our text line, lots of stuff, including Ask Brad Young when Frederick County Public Schools will get security officers in schools like Montgomery County Public Schools. We need more than one RSO per feeder pattern. Of course, talking about school security officers. Discipline problems occur at all ages. If the BOE is concerned with behavior, why can't students in second grade and below be suspended? Don't treat parents like mushrooms.
What about this one? Well, I don't like this one. All right. Okay, Cindy Rose needs to identify herself. She's running for the board. No names. What about, what is the incident and what is a mattress? Whatever that means. Tim, Brad Young is lying about additional security being called in early. Central office was not even aware of issues until Sheriff's Department alerted them. Mid-morning. Wow. Ask Brad Young when prep to get security. Okay, very good. I'm just trying to read your tweets on the zip whip, and then you can call, you can text. We're glad to take it both ways. Where are you taking me now?
I believe it's, is it Logan?
Logan. Hello. Hello. I'm sure you...
Buzzy.
Oh, Buzzy. Yes.
Mm, that's real close, Frank.
Hey, I'm coming up I-270 here, and I'm coming into Frederick, and I heard this clown talking about intersections. I have a white van. Are there any intersections I should stay away from? And I'm a white van dealer, and I can't rent white vans because the government says I have to have a 7-day background check on everybody that wants to rent a white van.
Well, I would suggest, Buzzy, I don't know about Tim, but maybe you avoid the next intersection that you come to.
I think that would be a good idea. Turn around, don't drown.
Yeah.
All right, we go to Lockerbie or Logan.
No, I think it's Rodney.
Rodney.
Hey, I was just calling back. I got to say, Marty, isn't he the mayor of Thurmont?
I don't think that's the same Marty, no.
I think it is.
I think it's a different Marty.
I like him because he's got a head on him.
Yeah, that's the former councilman.
I'm from Carroll County, but when I heard that Mr. Dorr, and particularly Tim, I think you did an excellent job. It's like he's saying it was nothing, and he hadn't called the police department. The guy didn't know anything. I'm sorry. He sounded like an absolute idiot. I mean, he's blaming everybody else, and he didn't even do what I would call due diligence, and that is find out the facts before you open your mouth.
Well, I think he had the facts.
He's trying. His job is to.
What, Frank? What is his job?
His job is to dispense information as a spokesperson for Frederick County Public Schools.
No, he's not to dispense misinformation, Frank. Brad Young, I will say this, even though he didn't give complete answers, he was trying to answer the question. I listened to Mr. Dorr's entire call. He never stated one single fact. It was all opinion. I wish parents would stay off of social media. This was all blown out of proportion. Nobody had anything to get taken to the hospital. I mean, a bunch of crap. The guy doesn't know what he's talking about. He should have never called Brad Young. Yes, he should have called. Mr. Dorr knows nothing.
You don't think you should be suspicious of what you see on social media? You think it should all be...
No, I think it should be, but I think he should have checked the facts before he called because he didn't know what he was talking about. He didn't even know the sheriff's department was involved. These guys sound like they live in a cave somewhere. And they're there. Their sole job is to protect the school system, irregardless of what happened. If they would have got shot like in Florida, this guy would have been blaming social media for him getting shot. I mean, he knew nothing, Frank. If you listen to Tim, you go back and play that. Tim asked him a question as he talked to the sheriff's department. No, did you know this? No. When did you put out the thing? This afternoon, 7 hours after it was over. The guy is a joke. I'm sorry. I have no skin in the game, but I heard him. And I'm glad Marty called because as soon as I heard him, I was trying to get through to you. It's like, this guy didn't say a thing.
Well, you're welcome to your opinion, and that's what it's all about here. We talk to Mr. Dorr quite often. He gives us information on stories we're looking at with Frederick County Public Schools. And I appreciate his accessibility, but you're welcome to your opinion.
The school spokesman just said principal was a very experienced. Why did he leave during the crisis and go to a meeting in Montgomery County for most of the day? How would they know that?
I don't know, but, we put it all out there. Yeah. We don't have a confirmation.
No. it bothers me, though. I can tell you that. Let's take
it. It's true.
All right, back on the zip. Whip.
If you're just joining us this afternoon...
Tell them what we're talking about, Frank.
We are talking in general about Frederick County Public Schools that all stem from... some incidents at Tuscarora High School earlier on today, and then the conversation just has gotten into a lot of different areas, like how much information does or should Frederick County Public Schools put out about disturbances at schools.
Well, I think I agree with this writer. As a Tuscarora High School teacher, I can tell you that students involved in fights are repeat offenders who have been in several fights this year. There is no more with students got into a fight.
There are more consequences to their behavior.
Right,
that are
exactly.
Meaningful. Yeah,
Brad Young should have defined what an incident is. We're not talking about his names, but what type of incident? Very good.
Was it a fight between several students? You don't have to violate anyone's privacy. I just say, again, I'd make the point that I'm aware that there are fights on a regular basis in all county schools, and I'm sure. Every school in the country, I would think. There's nothing special that stands out about Frederick County Public Schools. But to what degree do you start reporting on it? Because, they break out at lunchtime in a cafeteria and what level does it have to get to where you start putting out alerts?
Well, I think that's this. Here's the question that bothers me. First of all, one of the early callers, very early callers, said that he has students in that school. And he alluded to there was a fight for the last, like, I'll say 10 days. That bothers me. There is something wrong. There is something wrong if there's that many fights constantly. And if his teacher's correct, which I'm no doubt the teacher, if they know who the problems are, this seems to me like our disciplinary situation and acceptance of the formatting from the state board is not working. At least we got the police involved today. Let's see what Andy has to say. Andy, what have you to say?
I have heard Brad Young call into this show more today than in the last 6 months.
So wow.
There's obviously a union spin that's being tried to put on this situation.
Now, what do you mean by that, Andy?
Well, Frank, how many times has he called in the last 6 months?
I don't understand the union connection. He's not associated with
Frank,
the union.
Frank, the school system is union organized, is it not?
Correct.
For teachers and for staff. But yeah. What's Mr.
Okay,
Young's connection to that?
Who was affected in this?
Who's affected? Students, parents, and teachers, I guess.
Okay, so there you have it. So the union's trying to get out in front of this. They're in full-on panic mode, and the spin's being put out there. This is very obvious. There's more to this story than they want out. He begged everybody, if you have video of this, don't put it on social media. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
But why?
Because you're just...
We can put the Starbucks incident on social media. We can put every damn incident on the planet on social media as long as it furthers the liberal cause. But when it comes down to defamating this, don't put it out there. Don't put it out there. Well, you know, I think everybody needs to start thinking about what happened here. And how much information is being withheld on it?
Well, you have a point on the video. I'm not going to argue with you on that, but Andy, I will argue with you. Someone just texted Brad was union endorsed. What? I don't understand the union connection to all this, having discipline problems.
Frank,
is there any failure there?
Unions to begin with.
Yeah, but I think it's the
union's fault that there was a fight.
Here's the question, Frank: is there any failure on the part of the school system today?
I don't know because I haven't heard enough sides. I want to hear more.
Okay. Well, didn't have to answer that
I know you.